There's not enough on the ground.
Oh boy, there's enough in my backyard to have. All of the furniture on my back porch is now covered. I can't even see the furniture.
Oh really? It's just a mound?
Just a big mound back there.
Wow.
You can't. Not until it's declared. I got the lecture from
these. Not until it's official.
I was going
the rule giver, the rule enforcer.
Yeah. Nick is here, right? Oh, there he is.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
I feel underdressed.
I thought it was pajama day.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Portland City Council. I'd like to acknowledge two other mayors in our chamber today, Mayor Tom Hughes of Hillsboro, Tom, and Mayor Rob Drake of Beaverton. City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Potter.
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to the City Council, a lobbyist, except those who eat donuts, must declare which lobbying entity they are authorized to represent. Please read the first communications.
Item 1773, request of Mary Ann Schwab to address Council regarding Mayor Potter's work with Community Connect. Mary Ann called. She's not able to make it. 1774, request of Robert Granger to address Council regarding thanks to Mayor Potter from the Cully Association of Neighbors.
Please read the next.
1775, request of Freedom Child to address Council regarding lawsuit and farewell to Mayor Potter. Freedom called. She is not able to make it.
Okay.
1776, request of Sharon Nassett to address Council regarding thanks to Mayor Potter.
But I'd like to thank all those fine folks who came in today.
Oh, that was moving.
Thank God for the donut people. Okay. Do any commissioners wish to pull any items from the consent agenda? Does anybody in this room wish to pull any specific item from the consent agenda? Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. We'll move to the regular agenda. Please read item 1791.
Acknowledge the significant accomplishments of City of Beaverton Mayor Rob Drake and City of Hillsboro Mayor Tom Hughes as they end their mayoral terms.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor, and members of the Council. It's indeed a pleasure that all five of us have co-sponsored this resolution to honor Mayor Rob Drake and Mayor Tom Hughes. Mayor Hughes from Hillsboro, Mayor Drake from Beaverton. They are finishing up their terms in these last few weeks, and I felt it was very fitting that this Council acknowledge the tremendous work and leadership that they have provided for many, many years for their respective cities. During their tenure as mayors, each of their cities has grown tremendously. I grew up in Beaverton, so I know how much Beaverton has grown. But they have both become two of the largest cities in the state of Oregon now. And I think both Mayor Drake and Mayor Hughes have been big players on the scene. They've recognized that we grow strong as a region, that we develop as a region, and that people seek livable cities throughout this region. And each one of them has contributed immeasurably to making their cities livable places, walkable places, with transit access. And they've also created jobs, and they've helped work with the major employers of Washington County in remarkable ways. And I would like to now just take a minute and actually read the resolution, and maybe Mayor Drake and Mayor Hughes could come on up to the table while we read the resolution. This resolution is to acknowledge the significant accomplishments of City of Beaverton Mayor Rob Drake and City of Hillsborough Mayor Tom Hughes as they end their mayoral terms. Whereas Mayor Drake has been an exceptional leader in one of Oregon's largest cities for over 20 years, and whereas Mayor Drake's community service and leadership extends to actively participating in regional organizations, including the Metro Policy Advisory Committee, the Regional Emergency Management Group, and Open Technology Business Center Board, and to helping to lead statewide initiatives through his past service as the president of the League of Oregon Cities, membership on the Governor's Industrial Lands Task Force, and as chair of the Governor's Oregon Liquor Control Commission Task Force. And whereas Mayor Drake's leadership on regional issues in the Portland Metro region has resulted in the region being recognized as one of the best planned in the nation. And whereas Mayor Drake is also the chief executive officer, managing 450 full-time employees and a budget of $150 million, earning him the reputation as a careful manager of tax dollars. And whereas Mayor Hughes has served as mayor since 2001, and his service to his community began more than three decades ago with his appointment to the City Council in 1977. And whereas Mayor Hughes is a role model for fellow mayors because of his tireless promotion of city government and his commitment to sustainable industries. And whereas Mayor Hughes' exemplary leadership can be seen through capital improvements in his city, including the Civic Center, the Main Library, the Cultural Arts Center, an Aquatics and Recreation Center, and an athletic stadium, and through his successful recruitment of alternative energy businesses to Hillsborough, which is positively transforming Oregon's economic base. And whereas Mayor Hughes' commitment to community service includes serving on Hillsborough's 2020 Implementation Committee, numerous committees of the National League of Cities, and most recently as the president of the League of Oregon Cities. And whereas Mayor Hughes is to be honored for the years he has spent educating others about government, both in his public life and for his years as a high school teacher of history, civics, and government. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Portland honors Mayor Rob Drake for his service to the citizens of Beaverton and Oregon and for his integrity and commitment to always putting citizen involvement at the forefront of city government, and for the positive difference he has made in the lives and of the constituents he served. And be it further resolved that the City of Portland honors Mayor Tom Hughes for his commitment to improving communications and relations between area governments, his high level of community service from a statewide to local level, the respectful and collaborative manner that he uses in all of his relationships, leading to positive outcomes, and the way in which his leadership has helped positively transform Hillsborough, leaving Hillsborough in a strong place for future positive growth. We thank you, gentlemen, for your service. And if you have maybe a few words, we'd be honored.
Anytime you give a mayor a microphone, I see that the clock is not going. That's a dangerous precedent with Mayor Hughes and me. You may need to pack to lunch. Well, it's an honor to be here, and candidly, it's been an outstanding relationship that I've enjoyed with each of the five of you, Mayor Potter most recently as mayor, and to each of you commissioners. We've collaborated a lot, and one thing I've always noted that the elected officials in this region always put their constituents first, and certainly that's been the case with the five of you, and I thank you for that work and the relationship. And it's been an honor to represent my citizens with you at various venues, because we always work to strive to form a wedge to do what's best for the people in this region. I've always taken a very regional view, and I've always felt that what's good for Beaverton is usually good for the rest of the region and vice versa. With that in mind, I could not be here today without bringing a special gift for the mayor and the commissioners. This might actually be a gift for Commissioner Leonard, but when I show you the gift, the good news is that when you're in the news, Mayor Hughes and I are not. And so with that in mind, and my wife Eileen is with me here today, and I didn't show her this until, tell her about it until just now, because as we all know, a significant other has big sway with us on what we say and we don't say. Commissioner Leonard, I suppose this is really for you, but I affixed this with duct tape, and I know this bow is not going to come off, but thank you for being in the news so Tom and I can get our work done and not have to deal with the press any more than we have to. So I also forgot to state I am a registered lobbyist, but I'm not here today to influence you on anything. So this is my...
That's clear with the duct tape.
yeah, that's right. So this is for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There he is.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate the honor that you bestowed on Rob and I. We seem to be going out of office, joined at the hip or something. I'm not sure. The article in the paper last week and the honor at the League of Oregon Cities and now this. I can't think of anybody that I would be more prouder to be linked to than Rob, who has been a mentor to me over the years that I've been mayor, and I appreciated his service to the city of Beaverton and to those of us in the region, particularly in Washington County, for his leadership. The last time I was in this chamber, actually, was to testify in favor of the tram. And it was my thought at the time that the tram, which was obviously a local project on your part, but it represented an investment in OHSU that also owns some land out in Hillsboro that they're proposing to do some work on. And I think at the time were kind of making noises that they might move the whole thing out to Hillsboro if they didn't get the tram. And my point that day was to tell you that, in my view, OHSU is one of those institutions that can't succeed in Hillsboro unless it first succeeds in Portland. And it is an example of the kind of link that we have between Portland and Hillsboro and Beaverton. The jobs on the west side create jobs in downtown Portland. The jobs in downtown Portland create opportunities for us out on the west side. And we are not in competition, but rather in collaboration on, I think, on particularly on the issue of jobs creation. I would hope that you would remember that as we work towards some transportation solutions out in the west side, which I think will help us build the companies, particularly the sustainable energy companies that seem to be attracted to portions of Hillsboro now. I came in on Max this morning, and I'm very proud to live in the community that Max is named after. At least we have the name in one direction, and it's a great opportunity. But quite frankly, I'm beginning to worry about the people who are going to work at Solar World and live in Tualatin and how they're going to have transit that's going to get them. Get them to work, and quite frankly, Wes, when it opens, is not going to do that. So I think we can all continue to work together on some transportation solutions. But I do have the sense that Portland and Hillsboro and Beaverton are linked, particularly economically. And that's, of course, always been the case. Portland became the largest city in Oregon because of the wealth of the Tualatin Valley and the Plank Road down Canyon Road that connected that to the port. So instead of Oregon City, which really should have had the growth because it's the farthest up the river before you hit the falls, Portland got the growth, and the success has gone from there. So we have always been linked, and we will continue to be linked, and I appreciate your recognition of that in this honor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's shake hands with these folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it was my understanding that Rob Drake was taking credit for having built that plank road.
Yes.
Do we need
please,
to vote
please
on
call
it?
The vote.
Oh, yeah.
Adams?
Well, I can't believe that Mayor Drake has been on JPEC for 20 years. That is an amazing feat. And JPEC is the Joint Policy Advisory Council on Transportation for the region. And it is alternatingly thrilling and mind-numbing at the same time working on the region's transportation system. He's definitely been the go-to guy on regional transportation issues. And Mayor Hughes has also been someone who mayors around the region look to for ideas on innovations in terms of municipal government. So I hope you will be around the region, and we will continue to put you to work. It's been great working with you in your positions as mayor, and I look forward to working with you in your new positions. Aye.
Fish.
Well, I want to begin by just saying how much I've enjoyed serving with both mayors on MPAC, which is the sister organization of JPAC. And at most of the meetings, when I was clueless about how to vote or proceed, I would just follow your lead. So I appreciate that. Both of you are strong believers in a regional approach to government, and you know better than most that we rise or fall as one region. And as the newest member of the council, I appreciate the inspiration and the education that you've given to me in, as I begin my journey of public service. But I want to take a moment to reflect on service, because I know in talking to both of you that you have viewed your service as a calling, as do each of us up here. It used to be 25, 30 years ago customary to write an elected official and begin with the word honorable. And we've lost that habit, and I think we've probably become too casual in our interactions with our elected officials, and we forget the enormous sacrifice people make to do public service. So I want to thank you for restoring some of that honor to public service. And finally, I think you are both exemplary role models for people that might aspire to seek office. One of the things we're going to talk about today in terms of Mayor Tom Potter's legacy is how he's engaged young people in our community and given them access to City Hall and given them a seat at the table. And I think that any young person who has had a chance to watch both of you over the years serve as mayors of your respective cities is going to be further inspired to follow in your footsteps. And I would be remiss if I also didn't say that as a soccer dad, I spend most of my waking hours that I'm not here in either Beaverton or Hillsboro. And I hope someday that the kids of our community enjoy the same facilities that you've fought for in your cities. So congratulations for your service, and we look forward to working with you in your new capacities. Aye.
Leonard.
I too appreciate both of your outstanding service. I followed it for years, and Mayor Drake, you will not believe the collection of duct tape that I've acquired in the last year of various colors and sizes, and this will proudly be at the top of the heap. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure working with both of you over the years, both my participation in the League of Oregon Cities as a member of MPAC. And I really just want to say you are two giants on the local government scene, and you have left an incredible legacy, both of you, in your cities of Beaverton and Hillsboro, and more importantly, for us as a region. So thank you again for your service. Aye.
Potter.
You know, one of the things that's it has impressed me a lot over the last 4 years, I've had the chance to go around the state and meet most of the mayors in the state. And I'm so impressed with the dedication of our Oregon mayors. And both of these folks have had key positions in the state Oregon Mayors Association and the League of Oregon Cities and have really been strong state leaders in addition to being such strong leaders in their own communities. So it's really been a pleasure working with you folks, Rob and Tom. I look forward to seeing where you go from here. And all the good things that you will continue to do for our state and our communities. So thank you for your service to the people of your respective cities and this region and the state. I vote aye. our thanks.
Mayor Potter, may I, as president of the council, make a point of order?
Carla, is that legal?
It is.
Okay.
Okay. We have another mayor who's been a giant on the local government scene who we want to honor today, and he's sitting to my right here. And we have a City of Portland proclamation, which I would like to now read.
I thought I was supposed to sign all of those.
Well, I noticed this isn't a signature. I think it's still valid.
Okay.
Whereas the Honorable Tom Potter served as mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon from January 2004 to December 2008, and whereas Mayor Potter carried out the duties and responsibilities of the office for which he was elected with an abiding commitment to the people of Portland and with honor and dignity, and whereas Mayor Potter opened the doors of City Hall and invited all people to the table, building a legacy of welcoming and transparency, and whereas Mayor Potter's commitment to education and youth fostered the development of a spirit of volunteerism, support and innovative programs to engage Portland's youth with the city, and knowing that the future would be helped by these very individuals, and whereas Mayor Potter extended his leadership beyond the city of Portland, across the state of Oregon, the United States, and abroad by serving as an ambassador of the city on behalf of Portland industries, educational partnerships, cultural exchanges, tourism, and sustainability, and whereas the Honorable Tom Potter, through his exemplary public service, has brought great credit upon himself, his family, and his community. Now, therefore, I, Dan Saltzman, president of the City Council of the City of Portland, Oregon.
Well, now.
I guess I'll be signing this.
Well, now. There's been a little mutiny while I was out.
Don't turn your back.
Now, I, Dan Saltzman, do hereby proclaim that the people of Portland do convey their sincere respect and appreciation to Mayor Tom Potter and declare today, December 24th, to be Tom Potter Day, and encourage all Portlanders to pause a moment during this busy holiday season and to send Mayor Potter their best wishes. Potter, I believe we have some people who would like to testify, and if you don't mind, I'll just extend my privilege as president of the council one more minute here and invite up.
Is this still legal, Carla?
It is.
I promise I'll surrender my power back here. But we'd like to invite up Portland Public Schools board member Martine Gonzalez, Casey Jama, the Center for Intercultural Organizing, and if there's anyone else here in the audience, we have another seat, and they can come up and fill that. But
Mr. Granger is here now. He'd like to speak.
Oh, okay.
Again, my name is Martin Gonzalez. I'm also the president of the board of the Latino Network, and as Commissioner Saltzman has mentioned, also a member of the Portland Public School Board. It's truly an honor to be before you. You know, thank you all, commissioners, for doing this and doing this recognition. When I think about Mayor Potter and his actions, I am reminded of that story that many of you probably heard, is of the, you know, starfish thrower. You know, that, you know, I think sometimes it takes the form of a little boy, sometimes an old guy that is, you know, after a storm is at the beach and throwing, you know, starfish back at the fish, and another man comes by and asks him, you know, hey, what are you doing that? I mean, there's miles and miles of beach and, you know, thousands of starfish that are still here. You know, what difference can it make? And, you know, that person basically says, you know, well, it made a difference to that one. And so when I think about Mayor Potter, I think, I think about the difference that it made, you know, of his work in regards to the diversity that it brought in terms of the staffing here at the Portland City Hall. And the difference that it made, I think, for people out in the community to come into the halls and see themselves reflected in this here place. and that access that I think that it is inviting of coming down to City Hall and testifying and being part of the process here. When I think about, you know, the difference that it made in terms of the administration that Mayor Potter had in terms of here, I think of those of us that I think are struggling to deal with this progressive city and dealing with issues of race and see a strong need for white men as allies in that process of dealing with issues of race, particularly when we look around in our schools and we see still the inequities in terms of the delivery of a quality education for all children and the fact that many of children of color are still anywhere from 10 to 40 points off in terms of meeting and achieving benchmark behind their white counterparts, and the need's still there. So when I think of Mayor Potter, I think of a man I think that is, you know, is willing to take principal stands, and I think that that's an important thing right now. I think in terms of elected officials to be seen, I think, and for the community to see that there are people that get elected that are willing to take risk and be upfront and on address issues of social justice. So I thank you, Mayor Potter, for doing that, for being an example for all of us to follow and to, you know, care, I think, for the inclusivity of all people.
Good morning, Mayor Tom Borer and the City Commissioners. My name is Casey Chama. I am the Executive Director of the Center for Intercultural Organizing. When I think met Tom Borer first time, I think it was right when he was about running for an office. At that moment, I think I was at the City Hall once testifying on issues that I deeply care, which was the JTTF, Joint Terrorist Task Force issues. I was angry, upset, never came to the City Hall to testify. And my testify, when I was sitting at this table, I wasn't myself seen as a Portlander. I was always seeing myself as an outsider. But because of the meeting that when I met with Tom Borer, I have mistrust with politicians. And I remember the first meeting that we had when I walked away that meeting in your office. I talked to some of my community members and I said, I think this guy is real. Because I know when I see a good leader, I recognize it. In my past, where I came from, my past life when I was in Somalia, I get to know as a young child that you don't interact with elected officials. You stay away from them because all they can bring is a trouble. But when I met Tom Borer, I knew there's a different leader in Portland that I need to work with him and I need to trust him. And I think that alone myself provided me an opportunity last 4 years to civically engage in the city of Portland and came to this table many, many times. Sometimes issues that I want to be part of it, but rather being not angry, but rather being someone who wants to contribute. Today I see myself as a member of the city of Portland, residents of Portland, and I think as my friend left, Martin said, the way that you created a particularly included and underrepresented community and you made them to be a part of the city of Portland, being an inclusive city, it's beyond my wildest expectation. I never expected this from a mayor of Portland. I conclude in my testimony that I think the leadership that you provided us, Tom, will stay with us. I think the center last year, we trained about 15 leaders from 11 different countries. And today, we just recruited another 24 from 18 different countries. And those leaders are following your path, including myself. And again, I want to thank you for your service. You are a mentor to me. Possibly someday I will throw my hat into the politics of Portland and Oregon because of you, because you inspire me. And I'm looking forward to all of you, all the city commissioners, and Mayor elected Sam Adams to work with you, because I'm not going to go away. I will be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. Good morning. I bring a letter from the Neighborhood Association out in Cully, and specifically representing Kathy Furstenow, who wanted to be here but had to work today. My name is Bob Granger, and I'm a member of the Cully Neighborhood Association. By unanimous vote on December 9th, 2008, the Cully Association of Neighbors passed a resolution thanking Portland Mayor Tom Potter for his support of the Cully neighborhood during his term in office. Mayor Potter, we initiated the resolution described above because we recognize and appreciate the contributions that you've made to the city and to our neighborhood in Northeast Portland. Early in your term as mayor, you told us that city government cannot solve all the problems facing our community. Government has its role to play, but so do the citizens. It required a partnership. In this spirit, you promised to partner with those of us committed to create a 21st century vision for our community and for our region. Motivated by this spirit of cooperation, we stepped forward with a number of initiatives aimed at enhancing the livability and sustainability of the Cully neighborhood and the city of Portland. As you promised, you were there to support this work. As a result of this partnership, we are going to have a beautiful pedestrian and bike-friendly Cully Boulevard, a regional park, an open space which will provide clean air and safer streets for our children and our grandchildren. Obviously, this was a team effort by you and the City Council, who've been very supportive, and the various agencies across the city. But it was your leadership that set the tone, as well as your approachability, friendly style of management, and that communicated to us that you really cared. Optimistically look forward to a continuation of this progressive work in our neighborhood and city. Mayor Potter, we wish you continued success in your future endeavors. You will always be welcome in our neighborhood. Respectfully, Kathy Furstenow, on behalf of the Cully Association of Neighbors. And I would like, on a personal note, to say that I had the honor of hosting you on one of the first visits you made to a neighborhood in Portland down in Old Town Chinatown. And I remember going into the Grove Hotel, which is now no longer the Grove Hotel, I think, and is making some significant progress. And the major issue that was brought forth by the neighborhood down there was public toilets and restrooms. If I look now at where we are, and particularly through also the help of Commissioner Leonard, we've made great progress, and on behalf of Old Town Chinatown Neighborhood Association, I also thank you.
Thank you very much, folks. Thank you for your kind words.
Is there anybody else who wishes to come up? Now's the time. Okay. George, you have a letter to read?
Yes, I do. Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, I've been asked to read this letter remembering Portland Mayor Tom Potter from Keelong Ung. Dear Councilman, my name is Keelong Ung. I am a Khmer Rouge genocide survivor, past president of the Cambodian American Community of Oregon, Rotarian, and Royal Rosarian. I had served on the Portland Immigrant and Refugee Task Force, the Interstate Corridor Urban Renewal Advisory Committee's Housing Subcommittee, and the Portland Office of Neighborhood Involvement Director Hiring Committee. It is my profound regret that I am unable to attend Mayor Potter's last City Council meeting. However, it has been my pleasure to have Tom Potter as the mayor of my adopted home, Portland. Mayor Potter knew I did not vote for him, but that did not stop him from making me his friend, engaging me to serve others, and empowering my community to be part of a force that makes the world a better place. I came from Cambodia, from a Cambodian culture in which I could not trust any politician or public official. During the Khmer Rouge regime in Cambodia, I survived under the ruling officials who were evil, callous, cruel, and brutal. Since then, I remain skeptical of politicians and public officials. Mayor Tom Potter has changed my perception and restored my faith in politics and civic leadership. Consequently, he has inspired me to be a better person. By the beginning of 2009, Tom Potter will be a former mayor of Portland. However, Tom Potter will be forever my friend and my inspiration. In my memory, he will always be remembered as a courageous leader, compassionate servant, defender of human dignity, champion of civil rights, and friend. Sincerely, Keelong Ung, leverage the past to make the world a better place, one person at a time.
Thank you. Thank you, George. That's very nice. Mayor Potter, do you have a few words, or would you rather we just move on?
Is that okay, Carla?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
No, this is my first. Yeah, set the clock.
Set the clock.
This is my last official council meeting. So when I gavel us out, I'm going to take the gavel, and Sam's going to have to find another one, I guess. But I've truly been blessed and honored by being the mayor of Portland. I've met a lot of wonderful people, including many mayors, many folks who are out in the neighborhoods and businesses of Portland daily working to try to create a community that we all can love and support, and a community that is inclusive, and a government that is inclusive. So I have a lot of mixed feelings. On one hand, I'm really glad this is my last council meeting. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it's going to be sort of a bittersweet time. I want to thank my fellow council members for our working together, and contrary to some reports in the media, we actually do work together, and we've supported each other in a lot of important issues that are important to the community. So I am very pleased to have you all here this morning, and to thank you deeply from the bottom of my heart for the honor you've given me. Thank you.
Karen, could you and any family members come up to the table? Don't worry, we're not gonna make you talk. We do have something for you as well. Thank you for your service to the city too. This is a proclamation, so there is no vote, but if any council members wish to say a few words,
no,
that would be the time.
Nick, you start. I'll be brief. Tom, I want to begin on a personal note by thanking you for the friendship that you and Karn have extended to Patty and me. You helped me make a seamless transition to my new job, and we appreciated everything, including the evening that we spent out, and what happened at that evening will stay in the restaurant and will not will not become part of any of the official or unofficial record of your service. We'll leave it to the pundits and the historians to assess your legacy, sir, but there are six things I would just like to acknowledge as what, from my point of view, were significant accomplishments during your tenure. The first was your steadfast resolve in strengthening community policing in our community. And of course, you brought a unique perspective to this task as a former police chief. I can tell you both as a member of the community and now as an elected official, you could feel the change on the streets. And it took leadership, and it took direction, and it took a strong partnership with our police chief. But I think that is significant and will be one of your legacies. I want to acknowledge your work on behalf of children and youth. You know, once upon a time, they were not welcome in this building. And now we have a Multnomah County Youth Commission, and we all have youth commissioners assigned to our office. And I have to say, I feel especially blessed that Chantel Monk is assigned to our office, and she is just one of a number of extraordinary young people that are now fully engaged in what we do. And I think that your practice of having young people kick off each council meeting was really terrific. And frankly, young people are now completely integrated into what we do as a city, and frankly, leading the way on some of our key initiatives. And I think the work that the commission and some advocates have done to provide bus passes for students is remarkable. I think that will be a significant legacy for you and Carn, bringing young people into the system and getting the council to adopt the Bill of Rights. I've been enormously impressed, sir, with your work with communities of color and immigrants. As we heard so eloquently today from our speakers, there was a time when folks from certain parts of our community did not feel welcome here, did not feel heard, and you not only listened to them, but you engaged them in everything we do, and I think that will continue and will be built upon. And one of the gentlemen said that he was inspired to actually think of running for office and getting involved in politics. On behalf of Commissioner Saltzman and me, we prefer you wait until after 2010. But I've heard that from many people who've come before this council, that they have been inspired to seek public service because of your example. Fourth, you provided strong leadership in reforming the Fire and Police Disability and Retirement Fund. And in doing so, you have strengthened public commitment and support for the fund. And I know that it was a contentious issue when it was discussed and debated at a community-wide level, but in increasing and enhancing public support for the retirement system of our city, you've done a great service to our firefighters and to our police officers. You've also worked tirelessly to build bridges between Portland and other parts of the state. And in the rare occasion that I've had a chance to actually go leave Portland for other places, I have had occasion to hear from people about either your past visits or your impending visits. And when my family this summer went down to see the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, all the mayor could talk about was your planned visit to the community and how honored they were that the mayor of Portland thought so much of Southern Oregon that he was going to take the time to come visit and learn more about what their challenges were. And finally, and I kind of blended these two earlier, and I didn't mean to, I think the Children's Bill of Rights stand as a separate standalone achievement, but I think more generally your outreach to young people and engaging them in our process is significant. We'll, as I said at the beginning, we'll leave to others task of determining a legacy. But I know both as a member of our community and as your colleague that you have left a wonderful legacy. And I thank you for your informal leadership style, for your personal qualities, and for the support that you've given to me and my family. You will be missed, but I know that you will not be leaving the scene. I know you will be actively engaged in helping to make Portland a better place. And so, sir, for your service to our community, I would like to salute and toast you today on your day and offer you my thanks.
Where's the toast?
It's coming later.
That's after the meeting. Yeah.
I would be remiss if I didn't also add that a number of the people that you brought into City Hall will continue to serve in important capacities. I want to specifically acknowledge Carmen Rubio and Myla Grison, who I stole from your office, who are now on my team. And we feel blessed that they are now on the second floor helping us. So thank you.
Well, I'll go next. It is interesting how some of the community accentuate the differences people have. You and I have not always agreed, but I have found you to be one of the most worthy partners I've had when I'm debating an issue. And for me, I will confess at times to becoming so passionate, some may confuse what it is I'm arguing, whether I'm arguing against the person or the issue. But with you, I've never had anything but the utmost respect, and particularly when you and I would be out debating issues in the community, I found it very difficult conjuring up the part inside of me that argues the best because of your professionalism and always very pleasant demeanor. It was very difficult to try to disagree with you. But those are on the disagreements, and honestly, for me, they represent like 1% of my frame of reference of who Tom Potter is. What I, as I mentioned here the other day, there weren't as many people here. What I think about is, for instance, you first coming into office and me coming to you about the Joint Terrorism Task Force, talking to you about it, and I was just amazed at your conviction to make sure that you, as the mayor and the police chief, always were in the chain of command of officers assigned to the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and that was not a question for you that I appreciated very much. And you rightfully get a lot of credit for the community about. I think it's made us a better city and an example of what cities should be like around the nation. I was, because of the experience with prior human relations, I don't see Maria Lisa here. Yes. Oh, right there. I thought I see. Yeah, they're right there.
Easy to miss it.
And I talked to Maria Lisa about that at the time, and I supported it, but I was afraid that it could devolve, as the prior Human Relations Commission did, of which you spearheaded and championed. But Maria Lisa asked me to come to a meeting of the group on scapegoating, and it was one of the most riveting experiences I've had in public life, listening to the stories of the men and women that we listened to that night. And I stayed way beyond my invited time because I was just so taken with the stories. And so I think your vision for that, just as an example, but in understanding the need to create processes to get members of our minority communities into council, only you could have done. And it would not have been something I would have brought forward because I frankly wouldn't have thought it would work, but you were right, and whatever reservations I've had have long since gone away, and I would be, an attempt to remove those processes, I would be a champion against because of your leadership. And the same with the work center over on MLK. I was very proud to go with you the day that we had the grand opening. And again, I will tell you that if there were ever some effort, and there won't be, but if there were, and I were here, I would commit to you to be the, for whatever it's worth to you, the champion of against closing it. It was a significant improvement in our community, not just because of the center, but because of the message it sent, and I just greatly respect that. And then finally, I would say what a lot of people don't know about you is your sense of humor, your dry sense of humor, which I appreciate more than most because I think I've got to experience it more than most. And I remember you and I drove to Salem during the last legislative session, and somehow Anna Griffin found out that you and I drove all the way to Salem. It was during the middle of one of our debates about something, and I don't know what it was. And so she asked me when we got back, what did you and Tom talk about in that back seat all that way down there and back? And I said, well, if you would have to know, it was old police and firefighter stories all the way down and back. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, but, I do.
It was just... I felt as though I was sitting, you know, in the station and our neighborhood beat cop stopped by for coffee. And that's mostly how I feel about you, is that connection with you. And I always have and I always will. I just think I've told I've never seen this in print. I've seen a lot of other things in print, I've said, which just frustrate me because they're normally taken out of context. But I've never seen in print me telling each reporter that I've ever talked to, if I had the ability to choose a neighbor, I would choose Tom Potter to be my neighbor. I mean, he would be the ideal person to live next door to because he is respectful and kind and has strong convictions. And if he left, I would be privileged to take care of his house. And I have no question if I left, he would take care of mine. And for whatever that means, that for me, that's how I think of you, is just this really honorable, worthy individual that stands up for what he believes in. And even when you didn't win, I have to tell you, I respect people a lot that stand up and fight. And I think you know that. And I, at the end of the day, for me, whether you won or not, I always respected the fact that you drew a line and you said, that's my line. And I hope I can measure up to that. And I hope I do it when someday I'm sitting in this position. If somebody says that to me, that there's no kinder thing that can be said. Stand up for what you believe in. People don't back you down. And you do what you have to do to fight for your beliefs. And that's the highest compliment I can give to you. And I know you're going to, you and I have talked a lot about the adventures you intend to explore when you leave here. And all I can say is I'm jealous. And I wish you the best. And you have the love of your community.
Thank you, Randy. Could you return that rake you borrowed?
I can't find it.
Well, I want to, there are many things that I admire about you, Mayor Potter. I think you were born with sort of what we now call the values of sustainability. And I've had the honor to work with you when you were police chief and when you held leadership positions in the nonprofit community and now as a member of the city council. And the three tenets of sustainability in terms of social, environmental, and economic justice, before we even had sort of a definition of that concept, you clearly were exhibiting leadership and followership traits in those areas. And as mayor, I think it's worth highlighting on the environmental sustainability, after decades of trying, you actually brought home big portions of Ross Island into public ownership. And that is a huge and difficult accomplishment. Having worked on that as a chief of staff for a mayor unsuccessfully for a number of years, I know how hard that project was. In the area of social justice, the fact that you brought back the Human Relations Commission, and not just in words but in deeds, backing it up with the resources and the expertise necessary, an initiative in a city that is, I think, becoming stronger with increasing diversity, but lagging in embracing that diversity. I think that is such a fundamentally important accomplishment of your term as mayor. And then on the economic side, for the first time, establishing programs in the Portland Development Commission so that instead of just providing small businesses with an occasional handout, creating a whole new program where they get to own a piece of the rock. They get to own the space in which they are going to be doing business that provides them the stability during the good times and the bad that comes with owning a piece of the rock. These are all, tenets of sustainability. And again, I know from your work in the police bureau and your leadership in community policing that really put the partnership together by making sure that the citizens not only had the responsibility, a part of the responsibility for public safety, but also had some of the authority of public safety through the community policing efforts. And, I personally benefited from the fact that as police chief, you walked in the Gay Pride Parade. And suddenly with that one action, the conversation within the community changed, and that benefited me personally. Probably one of the things that, when I would look over the span of your career, though, that I think is truly
unique and has been mentioned by my colleagues up here is that in every point in your career where you moved up a platform of responsibility and authority, you gave a hand up to the people who had never risen to that same level of authority, responsibility, or prominence, whether it's people of color, women, sexual minorities. You always made sure not to give a hand out, but to give a hand up. And for that, I know I speak for everyone when I say thank you. And I look forward to reading your comments, like we have many other retired mayors in the community now. A chorus of reaction panel to the work of this squad. Council, the true squad. True squad, joining the true squad of retired mayors in this community, and getting your counsel as I assume the position of mayor, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Well, I guess I'll get the last word on this, but I just want to say that I think, as with Mayor Katz before you, I've always learned a lot from the person who's mayor of this city. And first and foremost, I think it's the respect that has grown for that person in that seat. It's a lot of work. I mean, our jobs as city council members are a lot of work, but mayor is the most work and the toughest work. Not only do you spend, you know, a day inside the office worrying about everything going on with bureaus under your control or maybe bureaus under our control, but it's also coupled with a very aggressive, and in particular in your case, Mayor Potter, a very aggressive schedule in the community. I mean, your day didn't end at 4 or 5. It was usually sometimes just only beginning. And I think that shows most in what has been mentioned here, I think, in the commitment to bringing in people who are not used to being in positions of influence in city council, putting them on commissions, on advisory committees, creating the Youth Commission, bringing back the Human Relations Commission, setting up the Office of Youth Gang Violence Prevention. Your leadership is foremost in that area. I also, you know, respect your principles and your integrity. You know, sometimes it was frustrating to me that I couldn't change your mind, but I always knew that, you know, you came from a very strong sense of conviction and what's right, and you stuck to what's right. I think your credit for bringing youth involved in the city with the Multnomah County Youth Commission, with bringing youth to our city council meetings to kick them off, I think that was always both educating and informative. And I also want to recognize your commitment to youth through your commitment to the Parks and Recreation Bureau. With your leadership and this council's support, we didn't have to go out to voters last November, which is probably the worst time to have to go to voters for anything, and seek renewal of a parks levy. Through your leadership, we absorbed that levy dollars back into our general fund, providing continuous, well-funded parks and recreation operations. You also played a leadership role with the Thomas Colley Park master plan. You went out there on a walking tour, and then you came to me and said, you know, we need some sort of a master plan. We need to jumpstart this Thomas Colley Park. And a few weeks ago, we approved, with your funding, we approved the Thomas Colley Park master plan, which is the first step towards making that park a reality. You also, through your budget last year, provided money to do the first first swimming pool, aquatic center, I believe, east of 82nd Avenue at the East Portland Community Center. Now there is a brand new pool there, and it's a result of your leadership on that. You also supported extended youth programming for teenagers in particular through parks and recreation activities, particularly starting in spring break and going through the summertime when there's often too much idle time. Through your help, we've engaged those youth. So your leadership in those areas is tremendous. And you know, I certainly have to acknowledge your leadership in getting voters to approve the historic reforms to the Fire, Police, Disability, and Retirement Fund. Those reforms will benefit taxpayers, but they will also benefit police and firefighters and restore confidence in that system. And it would not have happened without your support from the very start. It just simply would not have happened.